Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
Tax season officially opens in, I suppose, a few hours at midnight on the 1st of July, 2022. Amin West is the tax technician, joins me on the line now from Johannesburg. Amin, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Good morning, Africa.
Let's start by understanding what the tax technician is.
We are a company based in Johannesburg, and we help people get tax compliant.
And it's important for us to increasingly be tax compliant and to pay our dues to the tax man, because Chris Vetter, the commissioner of SARS, and his team are doing a very good job of finding people who are evading tax, aren't they?
Yes, they are. In fact, they're using all resources available to them. And the biggest one now is technology and AI and all the other things that come with it.
What is required of us? And I suppose we'll need to speak in general terms, right? I understand that there'll be those listening who have very complicated, complex tax requirements because of, I don't know, investments and property and all businesses that they may or not own. But for the overwhelming majority of people, they generally hopefully earn a salary or an income of sorts. From that salary, pay as you earn has been charged and handed over to SARS on behalf of them by their employers. If you run a small business and you are a provisional taxpayer, you probably have made one or two payments already. What will be required of us then this tax season?
You would need to have your IRP5 ready. You'd need to have any medical aid contributions certificates also ready, and also your investment income. Those are for normally for your salaried people. Also, SARS already knows about it. You need to then probably be auto assessed and review if you are happy with the details that SARS has about you. And accept. If you're not, then you are welcome to edit that return and make the required changes according to your circumstances.
And let's talk about that auto assessment. That has SARS only introduced it this year, or has it been there for quite some time already?
It's been, if I'm not mistaken, it's been running for the last 3 years.
For the last 3 years,
more or less.
So what they do is collect data, basically. So Africa Milan is employed by Primedia Broadcasting. Primedia Broadcasting pays to earn on my behalf. I have a tax number that is attached, obviously, to my name. And SARS will be able to input that data, if you like, onto the automated form to almost do the assessment for me, as you say, up until I decide, let me check, let me review. And if there are changes to be made, I need to make those changes then.
Correct, and that includes medical aid contribution companies, the banks, investments, anybody that 90% of the time deals with money, they are required to give information to SARS. And funny enough, I think SARS might know more about your financial matters than you.
That's the scary part, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who must submit a tax return? Who, in terms of the qualifying thresholds, if you like?
Okay. Anybody who earns an income worldwide needs to submit the tax return. And if you're over 18, you need to submit a tax return.
Okay. And if I have earned money abroad, do I need to declare that to SARS here in South Africa?
Yes, you have to. Depending on the country that you are working in, there might be a double taxation agreement in place. And if, let's say, people who work in the Middle East, Qatar, and the likes thereof, where they don't have any taxes, you will be taxed for the difference. So if a country that you're working on has a lower tax rate than South Africa, you will be liable for the difference between the two tax rates.
I'd love to understand the thinking around that. And I'm trying to desperately think back to my tax lectures in the late 90s. Because if I've earned income doing work abroad, let's say I'm working in the United States, right, doing some consulting work for there, and I earn income from that. Surely it's the it's Uncle Saul in the US who should be charging me tax and not SARS.
Correct. They do charge you. South Africa also feels, because you are a citizen, a tax resident or a person liable for taxes in South Africa, they also feel entitled to a part of it. It might not be all of it, but they do take this additional part of it.
Okay. The big issue, as has been for the last 2 years, is around working from home, right? People wanting to, I suppose, declare some of the expenses associated with running your home and declaring those as, you know, that's an office. And my understanding is that if you're working off a desk off your dining table that you otherwise use for social events, that you can't claim against. But if you have a particular office in a study somewhere in your room that you're using exclusively for your office, then you can lay some sort of deduct some claims against those in your tax return.
Correct. So basically, I tell my customers that if you walk into this dedicated room, there should be no doubt about what it's used for. It can't be the office plus the gym. So it needs to be, it needs to look like an office, feel like an office, have printers and everything else. And then how it works is that a percentage of the area that the office takes up relative to the entire property, that all those expenses that maintain this entire property is proportionate to the that you can claim for work from home.
And can you claim, even though, let's say you are working as an administrator in a law firm, and you afforded an opportunity to work from home, can you claim if you have a dedicated office area for working from home? Otherwise, you would not be able to claim for working from the office, right? You just get a salary and you get your pay as you earn deducted from that.
You are able to claim that from home because you are using the services or comforts of your home, provided it qualifies for the criteria that it needs to be a dedicated space. You are able to do so. Just imagine that the work from home that became popular during COVID has always been around for directors of companies who necessarily don't go to the office every day. They work for a few hours in their home study or home office and go away. And they have they've had these privileges before. It's now been brought down to your regularly employed people now.
Here's an interesting question that has come on the WhatsApp line. As a small business owner, how do you generate an IRP 5 for your tax-paying employees? That's a question that's being asked.
As a small business employer, if you are registered as a company or a CC and you employ people, you have to be registered for pay-as-you-earn to deduct. And in certain instances, if you are a sole proprietor, you can then become registered for pay-as-you-earn as well in your personal capacity. The minute you employ people, you need to be registered for pay-as-you-earn.
Regardless of how much you pay them? So if you employ a domestic worker, for example, or a gardener who will most likely earn below the threshold to need to pay tax, you still need to register those individuals as well?
Not necessarily, but as a sole proprietor, I would register for pay-as-you-earn. It makes tax management easier. Instead of making those humongous payments every 6 months or twice a year, you would then pay to SARS what is due, every 12 parts in a year. And that makes tax management easier. So you know that I don't have to save up. I'll just pay SARS 1/12 of whatever tax I'll be earning for the year. And that makes it easier.
All right. Amin, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Amin West is with The Tax Technician. You can find him on thetaxtech.co.za. That's thetaxtech.co.za for not only his services, but services of of his work, of course, workers and colleagues and stuff. It's tax season officially as of tomorrow, the 1st of July. You'll be able to submit your tax returns. SARS has been auto-assessing you, and you'll be able to review that auto-assessment, make any changes that you feel necessary. Otherwise, just go, yeah, I'm happy with that, and hopefully wait for a couple of days before the South African Revenue Services pays you back.